Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Mark Finn, the manager of quality assurance and animal care programs with Manitoba Pork. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bruce.
The Canadian Pork Council has revised its vaccine and drug use policy to reflect new regulations on the access and use of veterinary drugs. First of all, a little bit of background. What regulations will be changing and when will those changes take effect?
Well, Health Canada is amending some of its regulations and policies that have to do with medically important antimicrobials. Some of those changes have already come into effect. Most of the rest of them actually come into effect on December 1st of this year. Medically important antimicrobials, they're often called category 1, 2, and 3 antimicrobials, and those are the ones that would be used in some form in human medicine.
What steps have been taken by the pork sector to adapt to the changes, and just how prepared are pork producers?
Well, many of the changes have already been adopted by pork producers ahead of the requirements. Most pork producers have an active, ongoing relationship with a veterinarian and have adopted the changes. Like I said, like some of the changes require prescriptions on medications and vaccines that didn't require prescriptions in the past, and so they're getting those prescriptions from their herd vet as well as all the ones that they have in the past. As you mentioned before, the Canadian Pork Council has adapted its vaccine and drug use policy to reflect these changes. And as of the new year in 2019, all of that drug policy is going to be assessed when we do the new CPE or Canadian Pork Excellence validations on farm through the PigSafe program, as well as those people that are tailing off on the CQA program.
What key changes have been made to the CPC's vaccine and drug use policy that pork producers need to be aware of?
Well, CPC has modified its vaccine and drug use policy to reflect the new amended regulations and policies that Health Canada has put into place when it comes to the use of medically important antimicrobials. So that affects the access and use to those medically important antimicrobials. As far as access goes, all of those need to be purchased through a veterinary clinic or pharmacy. And when it comes to something like purchasing feed medications, those can be purchased through a commercial feed mill as long as they're part of a feed already with a prescription in place. But otherwise, any bag product or other antimicrobials that need to be purchased have to be done through a veterinary clinic or pharmacy.
How supportive has the pork sector been in regards to these regulatory changes and why?
Yeah, the pork sector has been quite supportive as far as implementing these regulatory changes, and they've been involved in the process of helping to define what the regulatory changes should be. Pork producers recognize their role in producing a good, safe, quality food that goes onto consumers' plates, and realize that, although the chance of something like antimicrobial resistance actually affecting the end consumer, they recognize that we all have a role to play in minimizing the occurrence of antimicrobial resistance. And so, like I said, pork producers have initiated a lot of these practices well before the regulatory changes actually come into effect.
How can producers get more information on these policy changes and from where?
Well, producers can talk to their herd veterinarians, who they already have a longstanding relationship with, to get more information on that, or they could contact their provincial pork organization as well to get information.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Yeah, I'd like to say, in addition to some of the stuff that pork producers have done on farm, that there's also a role that the pharmaceutical companies that provide a lot of these medications play, and they've done a good job, and they've made some voluntary actions, such as removing all growth promotion claims for medically important antimicrobials from their labels of their products. And so, you know, it's a whole sector approach to dealing with these changes that need to be made, and everyone recognizes and sees the role they play in doing that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks so much, Bruce.
Our guest has been Mark Finn, the manager of Quality Assurance and Animal Care Programs with Manitoba Pork. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.